With Derek Chauvin found guilty on all three counts in the death of George Floyd, the reaction and resulting demonstrations are expected to take place across the country. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now by Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton to talk about what that means for our community. Thanks, Sheriff, for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
What is your reaction to the verdict?
Listen, from everything that I saw and observed, all the information that I've seen related to evidence, it seemed like the right verdict. I couldn't think of a reason why it would be any other verdict.
In the closing arguments, there was a lot of discussion about that this was not an anti-police prosecution. There's nothing worse for good police than bad police. Did you hear that, and what's your reaction?
I agree. That's always been the issue. And I've said this numerous times. I stay in the profession. I've been in it for 33 years because I believe in the nobility of the intent of the profession around service and helping to co-produce safe environments for people. That being said, I'm not naive to the fact of the history that the profession has had with people of color, specifically African Americans. And everybody's talking about reconciliation and moving forward. We can't get the reconciliation and move forward until we just acknowledge that and acknowledge not only the historical relationship, but the current relationship. So the profession is not perfect because the people in the profession aren't perfect. And until we admit that both inside and outside of the profession and agree to make the kind of changes necessary to have all of our country believe in who we are and what we do, I mean, this Chauvin chapter is just another chapter, and I hope to God we don't have one that follows after that.
So how do we do that? What does that look like?
I don't know. I don't pretend to be that smart. And if it was an easy solution, I would. Maybe I used to say we would have already done it by now, but there's such deep-seated issues around race in this country. It's just difficult to navigate. And I try to be optimistic about it and think that, you know, we'll find the solutions. But it's difficult. It starts with difficult, uncomfortable conversations on both sides. The profession admitting our role historically, and in society admitting that the police have been used as a tool by government officials, by others in society, to perpetrate discriminatory and racist acts towards people of color. That's just the truth. And if people don't want to admit it, and they want to give all the excuses, that's just too bad, but that's the truth. And we have to speak that truth. The other truth is that a lot of police officers are more than willing to sacrifice their lives for strangers to keep other people safe. That's the truth. So there's not just one truth. There's not just it's not just one or the other. We have to embrace the fact that we need some group of people. You don't have to call the police. We're always going to have some group of people that have been designated to help provide safety in our community. Call it whatever you want. And that group of people are going to face some of the challenges around the decisions that they make, the actions that they take, and it takes us as a society to construct the right architecture for that group of people to do it in a way that the majority of the people they're serving believe in them, they have trust in them, and they see them as a legitimate entity that has been empowered with the authority to help keep folks safe.
You just used a word I was going to use in my next question. We, as a society, are we ready for this change?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, sometimes I hear the rhetoric, I say no, because it's accusatory rhetoric and it's blame rhetoric and it's not solution-based. And also it's defensive rhetoric. And we have to get to the point where we're comfortable in these uncomfortable spaces, having these kinds of discussions. And I get it. There's fear in having these discussions. There's fear in loss of power and authority. There's fear in all these types of things. But until a larger percentage of us are comfortable engaging in these discussions and comfortable in sharing that power. I don't know, Lisa. I just don't know.
Well, we're hearing a lot of TV commentators saying they're feeling mostly relief and validation, but not really any joy following these guilty verdicts. And there seems to be a lot of conversation about there is still a lot of work to be done, and that this is part of a systemic problem in the country, and that we need to redefine public safety. You're the sheriff of Washtenaw County, Jerry Clayton. What do you think about that?
I don't feel any joy at the verdict. I don't, because the verdict, this incident in and of itself is just another stain on the profession. Mm-hmm. It's another death of another human being, a human being that looks like me. So I'm not joyful about any of this. We have a long way to go. There's nothing to celebrate here or to applaud here. I think we can support the outcome if we believe in the facts as they have been presented to us. This discussion about reimagining police and let's reimagine a whole lot of things. Police being one of them. Let's reimagine how we don't support the education in some of our most challenged areas. Let's reimagine how we have the disparity in economics and health and all those things. Let's reimagine all of that. So if we're in the mood to reimagine, if we're in the mood to be creative, if we're in the mood to challenge the status quo, if we're in the mood to hold institutions accountable for the impact that they've had on people, let's do it. And if police have to be one of the visible parts of that, okay, let's do it. But when we reimagine, let's do it thoughtfully, deliberately, and strategically, and let's make sure we don't cause more harm than solving problems in our haste to do it quickly or in our haste to punish the institution that we think have wronged individuals in the past.
Well, it sounds like you're saying we have a lot of work to do. I hear that, and a lot of people are saying that, but where do we begin?
Again, Lisa, I'll say again, I'm not that smart. I think we begin where most things begin, by sitting down and having conversations. Mm. And, governmental representatives understanding that we do represent the people. So I guess we should sit down and talk to the people and hear what they're saying. On the other side, the people understanding that you put people in positions to make decisions and to take accountability for those decisions. So there's got to be a trust there. And from the policing side, we are the experts in that field. But we aren't the experts in certain communities in terms of what makes people feel safe. So let's sit down and have that conversation. Let's do it together. That's just one small way, in a larger picture that is not just about Washtenaw County, not just about the state of Michigan. I don't even believe it's just about the United States. It's about the world and how we interact, relate to each other, and do enough of us have respect for and honor the sanctity of all human life?
Do you have a message for activists in the community who may want to take to the streets and voice their pleasure or displeasure with this ruling?
Yes. Message that I've always had. I respect and support people's constitutional rights to protest, to express themselves, to express their frustration, their anger, to demand accountability of the people that serve them, whether they agree with them or not. And the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office is going to continue to do everything that they can to support that process. Just as we did last week when the group protested, not just us, but other police service agencies, just as we did all last summer, when people were out protesting against us. That is the American way. And I don't care whether they're protesting against someone else or me personally or the sheriff's office. We're always going to protect that right, because that's what we're supposed to do. So I would just ask everybody to do that in a safe manner, to not put themselves in harm's way, to not put others in harm's way, and to be the model for the country, just the way they were last year. As angry as people were, as disappointed as they were around our situation and all of that, we didn't have violence. We didn't have disruption and destruction of people's property. They got to express themselves. Their words were heard, and they got to lead that movement. And that is the model, and that's how it should go across the country. So if that is what the people of Washtenaw County choose to do, then they have my full support to do it.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Lisa.